Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here. Pam is a great member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 17 years, she's been hanging out with us. We got her right out of high school. She's one of the top experts on retail, retail customers, especially people who are at the up on the higher end of the consumer spectrum, the people who buy luxury goods, the Henrys, the high earner, not rich yet people, as she calls them. She's written all the important books on the topic: Luxury Marketing Disrupted, Meet the Henrys, Shops That Pop, et cetera, et cetera. And she's, more importantly, she's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back.
It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Pam, I know one of the things you've been doing, you've been thinking about shopkeepers. You've been thinking about retail employers and what they can do to do a better job as we come out of the pandemic, motivating their employees, making them, you know, helping them to be productive and helping all of us to roll out of this nightmare that we've been in. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, it's really, I mean, as we're now more and more of the country is starting to open up and loosening these restrictions, the retailers that survive, I mean, all the small businesses that have managed to survive are really kind of, you know, wondering what can we do next, especially with all this political talk about raising the minimum wage. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that has not gone through. And I know a lot of people are, you know, are breathing a sigh of relief
right.
that didn't go through. But, you know, it still calls on us to think about how can we motivate and incentivize our employees as, you know, as we're coming out of this thing. Because, I mean, there's a direct linear relationship between the level of employee engagement and the level of customer engagement.
That's right.
I mean, the employees are the ones that service the customers. So you really have to think about how can I motivate my employees mm-hmm. so therefore I can, you know, engage my customers. So that's the big ticket. And that's I think what everybody is looking at. What can we do to get them back on track and engaged?
Do you think there'll be a problem? Do you think we'll have it'll be an issue? Do you think people have changed over the last year or so to make them be less engaging?
Well, you know, I think that at one level there's this tremendous pent-up demand for more social time and more socialization. At the other end, there's, you know, fear has been instilled in us to be afraid of people that we come into contact with and not get too close and not, you know, not speak and, you know, keeping those masks on, which,
right.
you know, it's so disruptive to the, you know, person-to-person communication.
Exactly.
So I think that, you know, employees are really, you know, what can, you know, and I think employers need to be thinking, what can we do to get the most out of our staff? And, you know, paying people more is desirable. And, I mean, we've seen Costco just, you know, raised their minimum wage to $16 an hour.
Wow.
And so, I mean, we've got, you know, we're fighting this kind of battle. Is it just money? And it really isn't. And I mean, I just recently had a conversation with an industrial psychologist. And what he says is that, you know, base pay is like the lower level of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the basic, mm-hmm. you know, basic survival. But, you know, what we really need to think about is how can we fulfill our employees the higher level needs that they have? Because work and life have become so integrated, you know, and I think more integrated than ever because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to think about other things that we can do to our employees to motivate
them. Well, and that's where our special sauce comes in.
Giving them extra dollar.
That's where our special sauce comes in. That's what I, you know, I've tried to talk about a lot over the last years, is to make sure that we don't minimize, even as we have to ramp up our e-commerce capability, our online capability, which every retailer does, as you will, as you talk about all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, you whether it's over the internet or whether it's face to face, small business owners can't product array, out delivery, out. So we can't outdo any of the other guys, except in one area, and that's our special sauce. What makes people want to come and hang out with us? And that's what you're talking about with the employees. We've got to make sure that our employees, because we can't touch all the customers, we got to make sure when a customer has an experience with us, that thank you for coming in, but what we wanted to do is to be able to say thank you for coming back.
Right, exactly.
Doesn't that begin with the hiring process, Pam? I mean, don't hire people who aren't engaging and then expect them to become engaging. Right?
That's exactly right. I mean, yes, it does. I mean, those are the people skills, and it's easy, and you can train people for the subject matter expertise that they need in the store, but you certainly can't train them for those people skills, and that comes from who the person is, what their personality is, and basically how they were raised. But again, I think that because of the pandemic, we've retreated so much. So there is that, we have to help overcome that fear factor. And one of the things I think that too many small businesses don't do, I mean, and, big businesses too, but it's like, what is the mission of our business? What are we really trying to do? And defining that mission, because I think when we talk about the online and, interaction on online, I mean, that's primarily driving transactions, but our mission of our store, mission of our business, is so much bigger and broader than that, and I think we really need to remind people, reinforce people, train them to think about what's the bigger mission, and it's not just customer satisfaction.
Well, and this is where a lot of small business owners don't give the full picture to their employees as much. But I still think you can boil it down to this: if you want to keep your job, we have to make more sales. And the way to get the best sales so we can all keep our jobs is not to get people to come in the door. That's my job. My job is to get them to come in the door. Your job is to get them to come back.
Right.
What do you think about that? And so whatever you have to do to make them come back, however you have to engage them, it could be as simple as that. Pam, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that you distilled it down to very essence.
Sometimes you have to get their attention. You want to keep your job, we have to get customers to come back. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Pam's got another direction she wants to talk about, something she's seeing on the horizon for this year that I think you're going to want to know about. 20 after, stay with us. Pam Danziger, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.